Time now for our one of the favourite times of the week because Joshy. We get our expert in, yes. Josh Jenkins, AFL fantasy star, and he joins us now. Josh, how are you?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you both?
Very well.
Hang on, before we get into the fantasy, are you handy with your hands, Josh?
Far from it, really. Far from it.
So, see, my dad said to me, son, I don't care what you do, but whatever you do, don't have a hammer in your hand.
What was the moral of that?
Just don't have a hammer in your hand, and it was measure twice, cut. Well, in other words, I'm not handy, JJ.
Okay.
Can we get you anything to take you back? Do you need an air hose or a blow gun or something?
Chisel? What's a blow gun?
The less tools I have, the better, and the safer we all are.
Now, that's it. That is it. If you want something done, you just pick up the phone, ring some, get them in and do it. That's how you roll, JJ. Tell us about fantasy footy this week. Kicks off tonight. You got any players in the big clash? West Coast taking on Essendon?
I do. I've got a sneaky one. Now, key forwards aren't typically your go-to for fantasy football, but West Coast v Essendon, is there someone big you could maybe think of on the West Coast side that might kick a bag for?
Is his name Josh?
It is.
Yes. Prittis and Kennedy are the two standouts. I'm thinking they could crack 200, both of those. If this gets ugly and they win by 100 points, both those blokes will be knocking up the points.
Now, unless it's bucketing down, which I'm not aware of the weather over there, but, you know, Kennedy's got that knack. He's kicked 10s and 11s in games before, and unfortunately, because it mightn't be a great spectacle if he does, but I think Kennedy's going to have that ability to put up 120, 130. So if you're looking for some quick points, you may want to just jump on and trade him into the side.
Just on the way we've gone now into winter now, and there's a few more wet games, are there certain players that you can put in your side? Say, for example, players that do a whole lot of tackling, your Sloan, Jack Viney, those types that really pump their numbers up with lots of tackles?
Yeah, tackling's the key, Bix, because it just continues to pump out the scores, because those guys, I touched on this a little bit last week, they still continue to get their 20 to 25 disposals, but it's when it's the guys that can get 8 to 12 tackles. You know, you mentioned Sloan and Prittis, those sort of guys inside midfielders, Tom Liberatore, that can get a mass of tackles because it's another 40 points to their score, pretty much. So, an interesting duel I'm looking forward to. Rory Sloan's been a fantasy animal of late, but will Bernie Vince sort of go to him and try and quell him? We saw him do it against Dangerfield against us a couple of years ago, and he rises a little bit. So will he try and sit on Sloaney and quell some of his scoring, because he's been huge of late?
The two bombshells going at it.
Yes, you know, we all know Burner, and he'll be looking forward to playing against us. So he might just have a little bit of a target on Sloaney. He might want to stop his influence.
Well, we had Paul Ruse on earlier. He said no cigar for that.
No jobs for Burner this week. Jobs.
Hey JJ, what do I do with Gary Ablett?
I'll keep him. He probably played his best game in 12 months. Last week, 40 disposals. I think he looms as a real. The guys that were able to get on him or have hung with him and worn a bit of that cash that he's been losing, I think you'll see the fruits of that labour now. And if you've been able to jump on him when he was cheaper, like I have, I'm very happy to have him in my side. And I think there's plenty more 35 plus. Disposal games on the horizon.
Okay, now there's still 9 games left. How many trades should you have up your sleeve?
Well, you should have enough, as some clever punter alluded to. Should have enough for 2 every week, so they tell me.
Okay, 2 every week.
Are there some people in a bit of strife this week? Because the teams that are having the buys, they're the teams that some people have lots of players. You've got Geelong, you've got the Kangaroos, you've got the Hawks. Some of those teams are loaded with players that score pretty high. Is that going to create some issues for teams?
Yeah, this was the week I looked at when 3 weeks ago, and I looked at the buys and thought the third week was going to be the toughest because, you know, so many good players from I think there's 4 of the top 8 sides on buy this week. So there's plenty of quality players that aren't playing, but there are some. You know, I might stick the captaincy on Zach Merritt tonight. I think he can get 30 or 35 touches, and yeah, it makes the game a little bit more interesting as well. So if you want to attack from that point of view, you can cheer on little Zachy Merritt to keep getting the footy, and he's averaging 114. So from a tactical point of view, it's not a stupid move.
No.
So captain gets double points. Do you don't have a vice captain for anything, do you? No.
Double points. You can have a vice captain if captain doesn't play.
Oh, that's what it was.
Hey, you know, we're interactive here, Josh. 1-999-1395. We've got a text from Tom, and he says, Josh, if you rate tackling so much, any chance you might get involved this weekend?
Oh, well, I actually laid 3 tackles last week, so that's a little bit harsh, I would have thought. I'm not the
biggest. Well, all I know is that I recognise the number, and I don't know a whole too many Toms, but who do you think that might be from?
Well, it might be my running mate who has less tackles than I do, so that's the pot calling kettle there, if that's who I think it is.
That's T-shirt Tommy Lynch.
T-shirt Tommy Lynch. Hey, JJ, before we let you go, we were blessed. We had Matthew Dellavedova on the other day from the Cavs. Do you reckon he'll stay?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
$10 million bucks they're talking he might get.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think it'll be something like 5 years, $53 million, something like that. So
wow.
Do the math, bro. It's a business decision. The Cavs will not be able to pay him anywhere near that sort of money. So,
2.4 is on at the moment, and so that's over 10 another deal.
2.4 or 10 a year, you know. You can certainly live off 2.4, but, you know, $10 million bucks, his great-great-grandchildren will be still benefiting. So big decision for him to make. And the NBA is a business. That's the catch guy over there. So I'll be surprised if he stays.
Yeah, well, JJ, I thought you were smart. You were a basketballer. What are you doing playing footy, you clown?
I obviously wasn't quite good enough, Stephen.
And what about Golden State? There's talk around that Andrew Bogut might be given the short shift.
Yeah, all sorts of nonsense goes on this time of year. Kevin Durant's the big free agent. Mm. Everyone, all teams are positioning themselves to get a crack at him. He's meeting with about 5 or 6 teams once the free agency window opens, so... You know, Bogut could be a casualty of that. All bets are off if you can land someone like Kevin Durant. So Bogut's contracted for another season. I think they'd like to keep him. Harrison Barnes is probably the one that's out the door in Golden State's finals team.
Mm. Well, there you go. Thanks for keeping us updated. Everything fantasy footy, everything NBA there, Josh. Very comprehensive once again.
Sorry, Josh, another quick text came through from Tom. When does the NFL start?
Not for another... Towards September, end of September, something like that.
So training camps. Okay.
Training camps still haven't started. There's still 4 preseason games to go, so that's a little ways off. There is actually a really great documentary coming out in the next few days called All or Nothing, Arizona, like a season with the Arizona Cardinals. That's going to be unbelievable. So American sports fans, get on that and have a look.
And, you know, I'm a big Browns fan, Cleveland Browns. Do you think we might be just swept away with what's happened in the NBA and might just pick us up and carry us into the season?
No.
No, not one hope in hell, Big.
thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to next week when we've got a full book of games and no buys and we can really get stuck back into the fantasy stuff.
Okay, great stuff. Josh Jenkins there, our fantasy footy expert.